From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A Saturday in London, February 2003. In his new novel, called Saturday, British novelist Ian McEwan writes about the events of just one day. Alan Chews has a review.
The day begins early for London neurosurgeon Henry Perrone. He wakes up before first light next to his sleeping wife Rosalind, a lawyer who was once his patient, whom he saved from a life of blindness. He's musing on surgical cases and the life of the city around him. Getting up and going to the window, he sees what he at first takes to be a comet and turns out to be an airplane on fire heading toward Heathrow, and he wonders whether it's an accident or a terrorist strike. Terror's on his mind, as it is most everyone's in these times. Still, it's just a day in the life, an average Saturday for a not-so-average Londoner and his gifted and privileged family. He's got a squash game with a brilliant American anesthesiologist he often works with, and he's got to shop for the food for the family dinner coming up that night, when he'll cook for Roz and his guitarist's son, for his father-in-law, a well-known British poet, and his daughter Daisy, a gifted young poet herself who's flying in from France with, as it turns out, some news both fearful and glorious. All this while, on the streets of London, hundreds of thousands of marchers are gathering to protest the impending war in Iraq. A minor traffic accident leads Perrone into an encounter with a neurologically impaired antagonist, which escalates into a nighttime conflict that shifts the foundations of the gifted surgeon's family and his world. I don't know that this novel will have anywhere near such an effect on most readers, but how many novels ever do? Only on the rarest of occasions does that curtain ever lift, allowing us to see our lives beyond the everyday. But as Perrone's day nears its end and the novel pauses ever so slightly before concluding, McEwan allows us to hear a few echoes of the conclusion of Joyce's great story, The Dead, and allows us to savor the life he's conjured up in all these pages that have come before.
The book is Saturday by Ian McEwan. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.